You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis met on Tuesday with members of an Orthodox delegation from the Ecumenical Patriarchate, who are here in Rome to celebrate the feast of Saints Peter and Paul. In his greeting, the Pope noted that this year marks the 50th anniversary of the first exchange of visits between a Roman pontiff and an ecumenical patriarch. It was those historic encounters that inaugurated the tradition of sending Catholic and Orthodox delegations to Rome and Istanbul to celebrate the patron saints of the East and Western churches. Half a century ago, in July 1967, Pope Paul VI travelled to Istanbul and visited the Fanar, the headquarters of the Ecumenical Patriarchate. There, he met with the Orthodox leader, Patriarch Athanagoras, who would travel to the Vatican in October of that same year.
L'esempio di questi coraggiosi e lungimiranti pastori.
In his warm words of welcome to the visiting delegation, Pope Francis spoke of those two men as courageous and far-sighted pastors who encourage us to press forward in our journey towards full unity. The traditional exchange of delegations in June and November, he said, increases our desire for the full restoration of communion between Catholics and Orthodox, of which we already have a foretaste in fraternal encounter, shared prayer and common service to the gospel.
L'esperienza del primo millennio nella quale
the Pope noted that throughout the first millennium, Christians of East and West shared at the same Eucharistic table, preserving the same truths of faith while cultivating a variety of theological, spiritual, and canonical traditions. That experience, he said, is a necessary point of reference and a source of inspiration for our efforts to restore full communion in our own day, a communion that must not be reduced to a bland uniformity.
Col mio fratello amato Bartolomeo.
Pope Francis also recalled his own meetings with Patriarch Bartholomew, in particular their recent encounter in Cairo, which highlighted, he said, the profound convergences of approach to the challenges facing the Church and the world today. Looking ahead to the next meeting of the Coordinating Committee for the Joint Dialogue Group on the Greek island of Leros in September, the Pope said he hoped it will be fruitful and recognise the journey already being travelled together by many Orthodox and Catholics in different parts of the world.
L'unità di tutti I suoi discepoli.
Finally, the Pope recalled Jesus' own prayer for the unity of his disciples, saying that through the intercession of Saints Peter, Paul, and Andrew, we must ask the Lord to make us instruments of communion and peace. I'm Philippa Hitchin.